Mexico City isn't exactly known as a bike-friendly place. There are 20 million inhabitants, there's the traffic, there's the altitude, and there's the famed smog. But Mexico City is following the footsteps, make that the tire tracks, of several European capitals. It's starting a bike rental program. Reporter Frank Contreras is in Mexico City. Frank, what's the program and how does it work?
Well, Marco, the program comes from a left-leaning mayor, and basically what he's done is set up a series of really beautiful red bike racks in certain parts of the city. I'll tell you, these are the wealthy parts of the city where you can pay 300 pesos, that's a little less than 30 US dollars a year, and rent these bikes. And you can ride them around on bike paths that have been set up, again, in mostly middle, upper middle class neighborhoods in Mexico City. But this will not connect the entire city on bike paths. That will be kind of difficult, almost impossible, really.
And what's been the reaction to this bike rental program? Are people excited?
Well, I'm in the part of the city actually right now where that bike program is taking place. And this morning I could see people on those bikes. They're commuter bikes, really. They're used to take you from one station, one bike station to another, or take you to the metro station. And a lot of people are using them. They seem to really enjoy them. But there are people on the far south side of the city complaining, why didn't we get this sort of treatment?
What is it actually like getting about in Mexico City by car? I mean, you do it a lot. What's your most recent close call in the streets?
This is a place where stop signs and traffic lights are really sort of a suggestion to many people more than the law, because here sometimes people will just run a red light or go through a stop sign at will. It's also not uncommon to see people driving in reverse down interstate highways, taking a left turn from the far right-hand lane, for example. But for the most part, people who are driving in Mexico City are stuck in traffic, so they're not moving at all. That's the main situation that people here are facing.
Yeah, just a few of the challenges the bicycles will have to face. Have you used it, or would you use this bike rental program?
I used the bike rental program one time on a Sunday, and it was quite pleasant. The mayor blocks off one of the main boulevards in the financial district, and it's quite beautiful. You can ride past, you know, tree-lined streets, and it's very beautiful. You see families out, but that only lasts one day, Marco. And then the next day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the rest of the week, you're back to it, battling the traffic here in the asphalt, the heavy pollution pouring out of many vehicles, and it's just not the kind of place you want to be in on a bicycle.
Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City. Frank, always good to speak. Thank you.
Thanks. Good to be with you.